Military police announced the conclusion of a two-year undercover operation at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina. More than 80 Marines and Navy personnel have been convicted of using and selling illegal drugs. It's one of the biggest military drug busts ever, as NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The investigation centered on a group of rave dance clubs about 40 miles south of Camp Lejeune. The clubs were popular hangouts for some personnel at the base, and according to military officials, they also were popular places to buy and sell drugs. Authorities arrested 84 active duty service members and 99 civilians. Most were caught with the designer drug ecstasy, while others were using cocaine and LSD. Robin Knapp of the Naval Criminal Investigative Service says military authorities worked with civilian police to seize almost $1.5 million worth of narcotics.
The majority of these drugs were used in a club-type environment. A lot of it was involving the rave scene. As you well know, with the rave scene, a lot of the designer drugs or ecstasy is utilized. But again, you have to keep in mind that some of these individuals not only use it at the rave scene, but at individual residences, other places. And that's why the locals and the other law enforcement agencies were called in to cooperate.
The Pentagon has a zero-tolerance policy on illegal drugs, and all Marines and Navy sailors are required to undergo tests once a year. Still, there's growing concern about ecstasy use among service members. Military leaders say the drug is gaining popularity among personnel nationwide, and Special Agent Knapp says many people who take it don't understand its dangers.
A lot of Marines, but not only Marines, but civilian people as well, view ecstasy as a safe drug. It's a club drug, when in essence it's very, very dangerous.
Of the 84 sailors and Marines charged, 82 already have been court-martialed. They've received dishonorable discharges and will be imprisoned for as long as 19 years. The civilians charged, including some Department of Defense employees, are awaiting trial. Camp Lejeune officials are quick to point out that while this drug bust was among the largest in military history, the people involved represent only a tiny percentage of total personnel at the base. Indeed, research suggests a relatively small number of people in the armed forces take drugs. Jerry Bachman is a social psychologist at the University of Michigan.
Illicit drug use, specifically marijuana and cocaine, are distinctly lower among those who enter the military than those who either go into civilian jobs or go to college full-time. It's not zero among those in the military, but it's very, very low.
A similar undercover operation last year in California resulted in drug charges against 29 Marines. And in May, the Navy found drug use in two locations in the Pacific Fleet. It discharged 23 sailors from a squadron in Hawaii and arrested 13 aboard the aircraft carrier Nimitz in San Diego. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.